This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's a whole new layer to this impeachment hysteria. You know, this accelerated effort to try to remove Trump from office by any means necessary before the end of this year. There's a whole new layer to this that I wasn't even aware of until I talked to some of my, well, I always struggle. How do I describe these people while protecting who they are and so on? Let's just say they're in intelligence. How about that? They're in intelligence. And they're very intelligent people too. And they're patriots. And there are a lot of people out there who are patriots and who kind of leak information or direct information to the independent media, like Alex Jones or myself or others, or you know, Matt Drudge, what have you, for the purpose of trying to keep the American people informed, you know, bypassing the mainstream media. So this is what has happened. Here's what I've been told. The rush to eliminate Trump is because the globalists, i.e. the Democrats, the deep state, anti-American forces, they know that events are coming which will result in martial law, and they need to make sure that they are in power when the martial law emerges so that they can exploit that martial law to literally send out death squads to assassinate their political enemies. They think they can use the cover of civil chaos, social unrest, martial law, to make that happen. But they have to be in power in the White House. They have to run the military. They have to be the commander in chief in order to make that happen. And what's freaking them out is that they know these events are coming, collapse events, which I'll discuss here in a second. And that with Trump in power at the White House, that Trump will be, of course, the commander in chief of the military forces. And we just saw that October 3rd directive from the Brigadier General, I think it's David Shipley. I know it's Shipley. May have his first name wrong, but he directed the U.S. Marine Corps to activate reserve units to be ready for essentially a national emergency with little or no notice, a domestic threat against the homeland. Those are quotes from the directive itself. That's October 3rd. You can read my news on that at naturalnews.com. We also covered it quite extensively with Alex Jones at infowars.com. So, here's what both sides know. Okay, so the globalists and Trump, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, what have you, they all know the following. They know that two big events are imminent that could change everything. One is a global financial collapse, and the second is a geological event, which could take place in California. We're talking about massive earthquakes. We're talking about, well, actually, it's not just California. It's California, Oregon, and Washington, the West Coast, a series of earthquakes and volcanoes that appear to be a ramping up. You've seen the stories about, what was it, NASA running the jet flights with the deep penetrating ground radar, doing crisscross patterns over, or zigzag patterns over certain fault regions. And one of my sources has told me there is a standing order from the USGS. That's the US Geological, what is it, Survey? Is that what they're called? USGS? To cover up information about, plates, tectonic plates that are moving at astonishing speeds, underground movements of magma, you know, deep underground, miles underground, and the risk of volcanoes going off in the Cascadia region, which Steve Quayle has covered quite extensively at stevequayle.com, and he's got a new documentary on that as well. So essentially, these two big events, again, global financial collapse and geological upheaval, subduction zone under California that's about to go hot, these two events are, they've got globalists lying awake at night trying to figure out what they're going to do if they don't control everything when it all hits the fan. because they know that, by the way, the geological events will set off a global financial collapse because the financial system is built on a house of cards. So we are literally one volcano away, if it's in the right place and the right magnitude, or one massive earthquake away, or one lava flow away from a financial collapse, mass civil unrest, martial law in America, and then essentially a suspension of the normal processes of democracy. That suspension, who knows how that might play out? It might mean a delay of elections. Possibly. No one told me that. I'm just telling you that that's a logical possibility. It might mean that if Trump is the commander in chief, this would give him the opportunity to issue military police arrests for the traitors across America, such as Adam Schiff, Dianne Feinstein, you know, James Comey, John Brennan, and others who need to be arrested and tried for treason, by the way. So in the chaos of a collapse, there's going to be a lot of scrambling for getting things done. And whoever has the power during that chaos has a very strong strategic advantage. And this is why I'm being told, this is why there's this mad rush. So previously, I thought that the mad rush to impeach was based on the idea that, well, William Barr and the IG report, you know, the DOJ, all this documentation is about to come out. These documents exposing the deception and criminality of James Comey, Peter Strzok, and others who organized the FISA warrant fraud to spy on Trump campaign officials using police state surveillance powers. And by the way, that's going to ensnare Barack Obama when that finally comes out. So that's been the reason that I've understood up until now. And that reason makes perfect sense. You could argue the reason the Democrats are in a hurry is because they know these documents are coming out in a few weeks, or at least some of them. And from there, it's going to be a cluster F of Democrats turning on each other, deep staters, to try to save their own skins while they throw everybody else under the bus. This is going to be a chain reaction ripple effect of, as I said, William Barr pulling the pin on truth grenades and rolling them into the bunkers of the deep state. That's what's going to happen. And that made a lot of sense. And that's still a good reason. But now what I'm being told is another layer on top of that, which is, again, there are highly anticipated events that are about to take place. Now, there are things that could aggravate these events. Of course, China is itching to start some kind of a war because it's losing the trade war. And believe it or not, China is in bad shape with the Hong Kong protests and the gutting of China's industrial complex by Trump's tariffs, which is a brilliant strategic move by Trump, by the way. China is on the verge of losing control over its own people if things get much worse. I'm telling you, Chinese manufacturers are being gutted. You know, I've got an office in Taiwan. I mean, my company does, and you know, we have contacts in Taiwan, and we stay informed on all this. China is freaking panicking. Because Taiwan manufacturers, by the way, are getting all kinds of new business because companies are leaving China and going back to Taiwan, or they're going to Korea or Vietnam in some cases. They're moving manufacturing out of China. China's getting gutted. And if this continues much longer, China is going to suffer an economic collapse where the whole, you know, the whole ghost city real estate boom delusion collapses also. And you're going to have literally tens of millions of people in the streets in China protesting their government. It's going to spread from Hong Kong. So China is itching to start a war. And China has infiltrated much of the United States in terms of the U.S. Congress, Hollywood, universities, you know, even the science establishment and so on. China has been running spies and infiltration operatives for a very long time. So China may start, may try to initiate something big. Barack Obama is itching to initiate something big. Because Obama doesn't want to go down. He knows that he's committed treason. He knows he's involved in international money laundering and providing weapons of mass destruction to America's enemies, i.e. Iran. And once the truth comes out about Obama, Obama will have to flee the country. And no doubt he's got plans to do so. Hillary Clinton may go to jail. She may be indicted for her role in all of these conspiracies, plus official corruption, obstruction of justice, you know, destruction of evidence for her emails disappearing and many other things. So there is a, what do you call it? Like a quickening effect happening right now. Everybody's panicked to try to be the one holding the cards when it all hits the fan, because it's going to hit the fan very soon, according to what we are seeing and hearing and just watching the news. If you turn on CNN, you can see there's mass hysteria among the Democrats. And you have to ask yourself, why the panic? Why now? I mean, the election's more than a year away. Why are they panicked right now? Why is Rashida Tlaib talking about that they're trying to find prisons in Washington, D.C., prisons of where to put Trump's cabinet officials and Trump and Mike Pence? They're talking about charging Mike Pence for treason as well, and putting Nancy Pelosi in as president, installing her, the Speaker of the House, as president. I just put out a video on that on Brighttown.com. So this is the new explanation. I'd like you to ponder this. I'm going to continue to reach out to my contacts and do some more analysis in the days ahead. Things are really heating up. Democrats are begging for a hot coup, a kinetic civil war, and they're about to stage mass uprising protests all across the country. I think on October 19th, I think that's the date that I saw, but I'd have to confirm that. They're trying to pull off a nationwide communist coup uprising. They're trying to arrest President Trump, march him out in handcuffs on CNN, throw everybody in prison, install Hillary Clinton as president, because Nancy Pelosi would just appoint her as VP, and then Nancy Pelosi would resign, making Hillary the president, and then they will unleash death squads. They will have death squads all across the country, killing, murdering all independent journalists who are pro-Trump, killing off all Trump supporters, literally murdering and shooting people en masse. That's what the Democrats are gearing up to do, and they can't wait to do it. So be careful. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Read my websites, newstarget.com, and hear more of my videos and podcasts at brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.